Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. It is Dom time, and certainly one of our Mount Rushmore favorites, Steve Pugh. If the rest of the media in Philadelphia covered, particularly issues involving crime and, blowing up ATMs in the manner of Keeley, particularly on his Twitter, something might be done. I can only say might because I don't know what it would take in Philadelphia. I don't know what kind of homicide count, chaos, arrogance, out-of-control stuff. If I see one more group of people saying, "This cannot have happened," like, sadly, this Dunkin' Donuts manager coming in at 5 a.m. in the morning to open up, gives the money to a robber over there on Lehigh Avenue area, and the guy still shoots her. And they go, "Well, how does it happen? I'm amazed that more is not happening. What does it take? But Steve Keeley is one of the few, if any, people covering a story. Several stories he had last week on the ATMs, and we have somebody who had a business where they blew up an ATM there. I don't even know if this is happening in Chicago, where 53 people were shot over the weekend. Is it still COVID-related? How much longer are they going to be able to go with that in Chicago and Philadelphia, et cetera? All right, Steve Keeley, Fox 29, is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Dom, great to be with you again. It's sad that we're always talking about these horrific things. I don't know where to begin, but seven murders between Friday and Sunday. Christine Lugo, the Dunkin' manager, was just one. The youngest, 16 years old, another 16-year-old shot and killed on a Friday afternoon, which seems to be the day that we have these teenagers killing each other. He was shot 13 times, and an 18-year-old shot 13 times yesterday afternoon. So they're not just shooting anybody once anymore, usually, but Christine Lugo was shot once. And Dom, I just want to bring up, before I forget, one coincidental thing. You had a guy in gloves. He goes in there with gloves on. He knows he's going to commit a crime. So he's wearing gloves in June, but he doesn't put the mask on. So there's great surveillance of his face because he stupidly doesn't put the mask up till after he's inside, but there's tons of surveillance outside. But this guy did this on Saturday, 3 weeks to the day, on another Saturday, just 3 weeks ago, down in Ellesmere, Delaware, not far from Wilmington, where another Hispanic store manager of a phone store was robbed. And he, the man there, still not solved, got everything he wanted, shoots her once in the head and leaves. He also had gloves on, but he had the mask on. But there was so many similarities. And then he stole the store manager in Delaware's black Escalade. It was abandoned not far from the Dunkin' Donuts in North Philadelphia. So I just wanted to point out those coincidences. And, you know, they could find out right away whether it was the same gun by forensics, but so many sad coincidences. These two Hispanic female hardworking store managers that work 7 days a week most weeks because it's hard to find employees, and they're left in the store alone on a Saturday, and both get killed by somebody robbing them. After they get, the robber gets everything. The guy in the phone store got away with a big bag of phones. Why do you need to kill these people? You know, the police aren't going to hunt you down like they are in a homicide if you just commit a robbery.
But well, I'd like to see Philadelphia be the first city. It's gotten that bad that, look, I people are free to work at a job like that. And I know they have a policy of somebody else supposed to be there with them to open up. And apparently the guy called out sick and was sick, whatever it was, Steve. You know what? It's gotten to a point in Philadelphia, though, where if you are ethical at all, you probably have to have, when someone goes in to open a business up like that in the wee small hours, you have to have somebody armed there with them. That's what it comes down to. Even that is not totally safe, but I think that we've reached that point. That's what I take away from this.
Yeah, and then that's another expense for these stores.
Right.
Just trying to stay afloat, you know, an armed guard all night. And then, you know, some police will tell you, well, you know, unless it's an officer hired during his off hours, is it safe to have armed security guards shooting people? But, you know, we've had that case before as well, especially in bars that hire armed guards. But let's get to the ATM. You had the one near you in Chestnut Hill a week ago tonight at midnight. No money taken. Then we had the one just days later on North Broad Street inside a open Luke Oil store, the convenience store. The guy doesn't even care that there's somebody, again, because of the crime, the guy safely behind bulletproof glass so he doesn't get hurt. But they go into an open store to blow it up, and they blow it up, but no cash taken again because you got these amateurs using amateur explosives. And then, Dom, here's a story that I've only reported on 1210 right now. I told my station about it Friday. I got this after the show Friday. Thursday afternoon, the ATF and the Philadelphia Bomb Squad raided a house in North Philadelphia, not far from the Dunkin' Donuts near the 3rd and Ontario area on a little side street. A guy was living with his mom and grandmother. It was an explosive lab, as the officer told me. That's a quote. And he said they were fearing the block was going to blow up. This guy had hundreds of those M1000s. The one or two that they used to blow up ATMs. He had hundreds in a little row house living with his mom and grandma. And he had 50 pounds of chemicals. He was making these things in there. He had an explosive left. They had 50 pounds of dangerous chemicals that could go up if somebody lit a cigarette nearby. And they had so much explosives, they didn't even know where to take it to detonate it when I last talked to the investigators. So that tells you the danger that's lurking right next door to you. And that's where these guys are getting them. So this guy was also caught with drugs and guns. So maybe he's bartering guns and drugs for these M1000, handing them off to people who think, all right, I can get one of these or two of these and I can blow up an ATM and become rich overnight.
And Steve, it would seem to me, if I were in charge of the news business, that would be a front page story. Because you and I both get it, it's not just it's the boldness of this, the insanity of it. And I saw your Twitter. I was on it right away and told Dan, when you tweeted about that place, that Luke Oil, and you have idiots telling you, well, what do you expect? It's in the Badlands. No, the store's open. The guy's behind bulletproof glass, and they still blow it up. If you're in charge in the city, I don't have to go back to Frank Rizzo, the cops that I know and others. They take this personally. They get it. It's not just the violence, it's the sheer, utter chaos and arrogance of this that will do anything anywhere. Nothing matters.
It's on Broad Street, the city's most famous street. The city, City Hall's on Broad Street. And I don't care if it's in North Philadelphia. Those of us who run the Broad Street run by this place. I mean, that's brazen. They go in there in prime time. It's prime time. It's not the middle of the night. It's 9:30 or so, and the guy's in there like he's shopping. He's going to blow up an ATM, and anybody else could have walked in. Somebody could have went up to pump gas or sent their kid in to buy a soda, and they could have just walked in on an explosive like that.
It is stunning, and it becomes a thing, Steve. So hopefully the police have gotten to the architect of some of this. Dan says there was so much volatile equipment that the bomb squad feared the entire block would blow up.
That's exactly right. That's a direct quote, and the ATF, we put a call into them. Of course, they're slow to confirm anything because they're still building the case, and they haven't put it out yet. And maybe that's why it hasn't gotten out in the media yet. But this happened Thursday, and they were there for hours. And I'm sure the neighbors, if they knew what was going on, they would have been running for their lives before the ATF got there. But good thing they got there before we had a massive explosion and a crater in the ground in North Philadelphia, and everybody probably would have thought, oh, a gas explosion. Little do they know, if anybody thought these M1000, they look like sticks of dynamite. They're these big red things like the size of a paper towel dispenser. And you think they're coming from like China, but little do we know they're being made in somebody's row house under grandmom and mom's nose. Poor grandmom had no clue.
Can we find more by going to Fox 29, the website now, Steve?
Yeah, we're digging on this now, waiting for the ATF to get back to us. So we're going to try to develop a story on this. But you're the first one to get that story in that form right now, because we didn't run it yet on Fox because we're waiting for more information from the ATF, like a name and everything. But this is all direct, and this is a direct quote that I was giving you from one of the top investigators out there on the scene.
Unbelievable, Steve. Again, your Twitter is around the clock for me, and I just share. You notice the attitude of some of those people tweeting back at you. Come on, Steve. It's the Badlands there and all. That we've come to accept that this type of, as if we're insulated, Steve. That's what I keep on talking about certain neighborhoods. And you're not insulated. These things can happen literally anywhere at this point. That's where we are.
They are. They're happening in the most tourist spots in the city now. Again, last week we had another one. There's no place immune from the violent crime and the gun violence that we have in the city right now. There is not one place. When two blocks from Independence Hall sees a gunman, a man killed by several guys, still unsolved, in the middle of people's dinner outside on the sidewalk at 8:30, there's no place that's safe.
Exactly. Where do we find Steve Keeley on Twitter?
Keeley Fox 29, and sadly, I felt like, you know, I hate that my Twitter page has become like all crime and death and destruction, but I'm just trying to report on what's news, and I think people need to know this stuff so they can prepare themselves.
Now, you're a runner, Steve. You ran in the Broad Street run?
Yes. The last year they didn't have it. They canceled it, but I run down Broad Street, and when I pass these streets, I count all the stories that I've been on when I go by them.
Keeps you going. So, Dom, I think Steve's got you beat. I think he gets up at like 2:30 in the morning and goes and works out before the morning show over at Fox.
Wait a minute. That's outrageous. I'm going to do 1,000 push-ups during the next break. We can't have that. So, Steve, is that a 10-mile? That's a 10-mile run, is it? The Broad Street run?
Yes, it starts at Broad and Olney and ends in the Navy Yard, the old Navy Yard, which is not the Navy Yard anymore. So, but it's fun, and it's a straight line. But like I said, you get to know Broad Street like no other way.
Well, I'm going to enter Dan. Let us know the dates. I'll pay for the applicant fee.
The only thing I request is if you do that, Steve can run aside me, but I want one of those dirt bikes or ATVs to kind of do the marathon on. You know, I don't want to have to run it myself.
One of the scooters. That's right. That's what he needs, a big scooter.
Or maybe I can be on like a wagon and Steve can pull me and I can wave at people. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, Steve. Thank you, Steve, as always. Appreciate it very, very much.
You got it, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.